He's beaten Ron DeSantis, who is second, and Nikki Haley into third place in the Iowa caucuses ballot. In a victory speech, Mr. Trump vowed to turn the country around.
We're going to rescue our economy. We're going to save our economy. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. There was never a greater economy, and now we don't.
There'll be a real-life episode of Mr. Bates versus the Post Office in Westminster this morning. Bosses from the Post Office and tech giant Fujitsu will face questions by MPs about the process of compensating branch managers who were wrongly accused of fraud. Leading campaigner Alan Bates will also give evidence. Labour's Shadow Paymaster General Jonathan Ashworth says there needs to be justice.
People have got to be held to account.
Prosecutions?
Yeah, everything needs to be on the table. And these people, decent, honest people who have been put through hell, need proper exoneration and proper compensation.
The husband of a woman in a critically ill condition in hospital claims a council failed to address mould and damp issues in their home despite warning letters from doctors. Morgan Sinnott, who has a rare genetic condition, is in hospital on a ventilator. UK wage growth slowed in the 3 months to November. Regular pay was 6.6% higher compared to a year earlier. Serena Wiegmann has signed a new contract to remain as England women's manager until 2027. She's the most successful coach in the team's history, guiding the Lionesses to Euro 2022 glory. And it's a successful return to Grand Slam tennis for Britain's Emma Raducanu, who's through to the second round of the Australian Open. She beat American Shelby Rogers 6-3, 6-2. There have also been wins for Katie Bolter, Cameron Norrie and Jack Draper. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Fader.
Fader on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the temperature today. It is cold. It is cold. 3 degrees. Went down to about -3, -4 last night. My toes are freezing and my hands, which have warmed up slightly in the car. 3 degrees, sunny and light winds for today. So it looks a beautiful day out there if you want to go for a nice walk, get a bit of the sunshine, but make sure you wrap up warm because it is very cold. Tomorrow will be about 3 degrees and it could go down to -5 on Wednesday night.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Good morning. How are you on this very crisp and cold morning? My hands have warmed up slightly because I've been in the car and had the heating on, but my feet, my toes are still cold. They're cold. I've got my big jumper on and I've worn my jeans today. I shouldn't have worn them. I put them on because they're thick jeans. And as I pulled them up, I thought, it's been a bit breezy. What's going on? And around the tummy part, they've ripped right the way. But by the way, the zip is down one side, they've just ripped completely. But luckily, I've got a long jumper on. Otherwise, you'd see my pants, which is a horrible thought, and my gut sticking out. But I was like, no, can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to try and find another pair of jeans. These ones are comfy. I told you I've got to that stage. They're comfy. The jumper I'm wearing, I got from the TikTok shop. That's comfy. Very happy with this. But I got it in black and it's just picking up loads of hair and things and dandruff. I haven't got dandruff, but you know, this might be somebody else's stuff that's fallen onto my jumper. So I'm very warm. I've got my nice boots on that I bought about 2 years ago. They're actually like a pale white. It's how can you get a pale white? They're cream. A bit of a bad idea, but I bought them and they're just brilliant. They are brilliant because I can wear them in the snow and stuff. Yeah. So I got back yesterday with loads of intentions of doing stuff. And I just start emptying the box, 2 boxes that I brought back from the lockup, which I've got my old toys from when I was a kid and some dolls. And I picked out one which is worth about, there's just one in the box is worth about 75 quid. She's an old Cindy doll, but she's in really good nick. And I thought, I don't know if I can get rid of it. I was like, Michelle, come on. When you know, would you want to just look in the box and go, oh, yeah. Because otherwise they're just going to sit in a box. One year, I actually got my friend Emma, a couple of years ago, me and Warren actually got my friend Emma a reconditioned Cindy. Because the dolls you have, like Barbie when you're a kid, or Cindy, or the other dolls that you might have had, you can get them rerouted, like the hair rerouted, they can repaint their faces. And we got her a Cindy doll, and she's not one to be played with. It's one for a display. But she was tough. In a sort of a black outfit with stockings, a little feather boa. Absolutely gorgeous. She was beautiful. But I do have a lot of the old furniture and things, and I've packed it up really nicely. I just need to go through it, because I've got... There's little dresses and different dolls and things, so I just, you know, I can't keep those things. I've got to go. You know, I'm trying to do a bit of a clear out at the moment. I've bought in a fat-free yogurt and full-fat chocolate biscuits. And I might actually make something vegan for my lunch or dinner today. I've been looking at them and getting a lot of hits. I like something on TikTok, and then you get inundated with stuff. And I've been liking a lot of the vegan recipes that look really nice. And now I just keep getting vegan, vegan, vegan. But there is one that looks like a shawarma, which is like a wrap, isn't it, with like... you normally have meat and then some vegetables and an onion and hummus and, you know, but there's a vegetarian version. So I might actually try and make that, buy some nice veggies, a bit of roasted cauliflower and chickpeas. I don't know, chickpeas, I like them in hummus. But I thought I might make that, something like warming, you know, or but not without the meat. I don't know if it makes it, is it going to make it that much cheaper? I don't know. I do buy, I think I buy mostly chicken is what I buy more than anything. But then I don't like buying chicken breast because it's got no flavour. I like chicken thighs. But you're better off buying a whole, if you can afford it, buy a whole chicken, because then you can use it for sandwiches, stews and all sorts of things, stir fries. Except if you get, you know, the only thing is sometimes when you get the ones from the supermarket, they just taste, this is how they taste. That's how they feel in my mouth. Like you're eating chicken-flavoured fat. It goes... I don't know if it's the water in it or something. Do you know what I mean? It's that sensation. That kind of thing. I must stop doing that. But that's how it feels. Like it's a fat chicken. It's done, not had a good life. And, it tastes suspect. Anyway, moving on from food, as I started off, we've got loads of new music, including the brand new one from Stereo Club. They're back with their new EP called Sweet Life, and we're going to be playing the title track, Sweet Life, later on the show. Plus Camille Knight, that's a brand new track too, Hurricane Highway with a brand new track, and Church of Trees with a brand new track, plus the JoJo Man Band, I Was Mad Back Then, which I played yesterday. Good to see Jungkook, Usher standing next to you, is now on the A-list, which is excellent. We're going to kick the show off with that. And I've got a little task for you, okay? I don't know if anyone's going to get involved in the question of the day at all. I don't know. I hope. But I wanted somebody to write a short poem on your favourite childhood toy and your best memory of it. So it is a bit of work. It's just four lines, but I'll see if any of you can be bothered, because a lot of the time you just can't be bothered, really. And I can't blame you. If I saw that, would I join in? Yeah, I probably would join in. It's my radio show. Join in. Eat My Brunch on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Michelle Ward Music. You'll just find me. Come find me. Come and chat. Send me a voice note if you're feeling brave. I haven't had any voice notes lately. You were doing really well with your voice notes and just stopped. You stopped. And I know you're listening out there. Because I can tell. I know. If you're listening out there on the high street. You could be in a cafe at the moment listening. Some lovely cafe. Well, do you know what? Well, do you know? I had a lovely... I'm going to talk about it again. I'm on the search for the best scone in Essex. I think I found it, actually. Which I had before Christmas. But because it was huge. It was huge, and with sultanas in it. Now, some people have sultana scones, some people don't. But I need to know the best scone, or scone, in Essex. I was out with somebody at the weekend that thought it was acceptable, we shared a scone, to put the jam on first. I know. I should have got up and walked out. I would have done, but I was on the fourth floor of a building. It's a long way to go. But anyway, they said, you know, depending on where you're from, it should have been butter, then jam, then the cream. You know, I couldn't talk to them after that, because I thought, no. To me, you have to put You have to put your clotted cream on, then the jam. Not the other way around. No, is it right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the way I do it. Clotted cream, then the jam. If you do it the other way, because then it looks nice as well. It looks more appealing, doesn't it? I know there's big arguments about it all over. People get very annoyed about it. It's like, hey, you cut toast. I saw that yesterday. I cut my toast diagonally. If you cut it straight across, there's something wrong with you. And somebody else cut, there's another way to cut toast, which is long ways. You end up with two long fingers for toast. Who the hell does that? Who? We need to sort these, find these people, interrogate them. Here's my favourite track in, I hope it'll be in the chart soon, Jungkook with Usher. This is Standing Next to You. Everybody's doing the dance on TikTok, except for me.
could have a big dipper.
Scripts for the scene. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my teddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm gonna blow that high.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that low-fat yogurt was quite nice. I think it was strawberry flavour. I might have to wash it down with a couple of biscuits, though. Was it fat-free? I don't know. It's a light yogurt. What was it? Greek? No, it was Greek yogurt. It was very nice. Oh, yeah, I'm going to start thinking about Greece. You know what I'm like? I'll be thinking about... well, not now. I don't think the temperature's over there very good at the moment. I think you're right if you go maybe somewhere like Spain, but... Yeah, Greece won't be very warm. That doesn't really sort of kick off to April, May. And then it starts getting nice and warm. You think, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get on a plane and go somewhere nice. I like a rustic holiday. I have stayed in some nice hotels when I've gone to weddings and things. And I quite like staying. I think Lisa's wedding was one of the nicest hotels. And that was in Skipton. But it's not in the middle of nowhere. I basically thought, when I got off the motorway, she got married about 8 years ago now. When I came off the motorway, I thought to myself, oh, well, it's only going to be about 20 minutes from here. I don't know why I thought that. But then it was about another two-hour journey once I came off the motorway, right the way through the dales and everything, up and down, all over the place. You had to keep your wits about you. And one really dangerous cross section, which I kind of was driving down this country lane that was going sort of up and down a hill. And I thought, is that what's coming up ahead? And luckily I sort of thought, oh, it's a give way sign because it was quite hidden. And you were basically cutting across a dual carriageway, but you didn't see it. I think it's quite odd, but you know, it was quite a well known black spot. But the hotel was lovely and it had, they were so friendly. I mean, Yorkshire's quite friendly anyway, but they were like, you're right, love, come in. Do you know, you think, well, look, do you want a cup of tea? Oh, it's so cold out. Do you want me to get a coffee or anything? And it was just, that's a terrible accent. But they had, like, open fires you know, it was, they were in fireplaces, just not just random open fires. The hotel had burnt down. No, it was lovely, but it was very rickety. And I remember the room I was staying in, to go to Lisa's where she was getting ready, I had to go, it was about a 3.5 minute journey. And it was up and downstairs. On the day of the wedding, I went up and downstairs about 15 times to get stuff, to get ready to go back and get stuff and help out and blah, 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 while she was getting ready. I had a lovely room. I didn't pay for it. She paid for the room, actually. It was a great girl. I did the music in the evening for her. But it was lovely. It was a really intimate little wedding. And I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was just like family and nice little bit of food and buffet and a bit of dancing. And, yeah, it's really good. Only thing is, though, when you go to a wedding, if you're a friend of somebody in the band or, you know, whatever, who's getting married and you're a singer, you can't get smashed. You can't eat too much because you've got to perform and sing, you know, or be in a band. I mean, some people would. I didn't because I was being good, you know, at that stage. I think I wore quite a nice outfit. Well, I didn't. No, I don't think I did. I hate wedding outfits. I did look absolutely scruffy. I think I gave a reading at the wedding, but I don't want to look at the video. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Never mind. Oh, it sounded like I've got a chest infection. Wishing my sister Denise better, or Dina as we call her. She's not very well at the moment. She's got a terrible chest infection. In fact, loads of people since they've had COVID, once you've had COVID and you've had it quite bad, they're just suffering with like chest infection after chest infection. Ever since she's had COVID, she's never been quite right since. I'm sending her lots of love. She will be hopefully laid up in bed, relaxing in Brecon. This one's for you, sis.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer.
Radio, because it's radio and it's local.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groove. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I have to play. Not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder.
Back in the charts after 20 years, and she's still looking beautiful. That's Sophie Ellis-Bextor. What a great song that is, too. She did all of the kitchen disco, didn't she, throughout lockdown and stuff. But that's such a good song. Now, I thought I would play even more fantastic music, and we're going to have this one from the JoJo Man Band, loving this. It's called I Was Mad Back Then.
Shout at passing buses, contemplate reality, and how it was all rubbish. Isolated in a world, caught up in delusion. I was one with everything, and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true. Not wish your life away, knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been
superb song, love it.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for today. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A1023, no problems. You do have temporary traffic signals due to electricity work on the A1023 High Street. That's both ways at Crown Street. Shenfield Station will be busy in both directions around that area. I think there's a little bit of roadworks. Heading down from the M25 at Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside, it's clear. And if you're heading up towards the M11, not too much of a problem, although you've got 3-minute delays, which are on M25 anti-clockwise between junction 27 of the M11, junction 6 and junction 26 of the A121 Waltham Abbey. Average speed's gone down to about 20 mile an hour. If you're heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a nice clear run. Don't forget the roadworks there, which are between junction 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the repairs to the road. And slow traffic due to an earlier crash on the A12 southbound from junction 18 of the A1060 Danbury to junction 17 of the A130 Howell Green. Congestion is to junction 19. Right, let's have three in a row. We're going to kick off with some Ariana Grande, John Legend, and then Paul Weller. Enjoy.
I know when you eat. ask you what is your name, what do they call you? He said they call me tomorrow. Hello to tomorrow. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow.
It's on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just 12 hours from now. After the sun go down. After barrels of laughter, barrels of fun. Goodbye to yesterday, I'm proud. To God's grace I bow. Like the cicada bug makes that sound. Loud in the trees down south. How I be unseen, but they hear me out. I can see my dreams, lucid. If you're happy, home need improvement. Take it to a new crib, pack your things and move in. Tie up all the loose ends, stop whatever's not progressive. Learned a lot of lessons, people they know they was teaching, but they still were. I don't let no one deceive me on my real worth. I put in real work, live in the real world. Standard ovation, Brandon Lee's bullet was a manifestation. I hope I get a sign like when I don't have my phone and I still feel a buzz, that's
hello
a phantom vibration.
To tomorrow. Started. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow. Oh yeah.
Try eliminating all the stress, so happy I'm hyperventilating. Hello, 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 eliminating tequila. Anything you ain't eating, let go, let go, let go. Let's go to Hawaii. Rent a boat to show off your body. The miserable one company, homie, please don't invite me. I do not dwell if ever the plot fail. I'm hot on the trails, what's next to pop, yeah. On a yacht, yeah, everything top tier. Pablo, Picasso, R, and Nasir. John Legend, y'all take a deep breath and inhale what this is giving. 88 World Series, Kirk Gibson. This different. This is up a notch for two musicians. This song exists in a new dimension. So say it with us.
Hello to tomorrow. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow. Hello to tomorrow. Hello to tomorrow. Can't wait to get started.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
I'm gonna clear out my head. I'm gonna get myself straight. I know it's never too late to make a brand new start. I'm gonna kick down the door. I'm gonna get myself in. I'm gonna fix up the yard and not fall back again. I'm gonna clear up my earth and build a heaven on the ground, not something distant and unfound, but something. I'm gonna clean up my head. I'm gonna get myself straight. I feel it's never too late to make a brand new start.
Back to back with Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch, Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
And now I'm going to play a beautiful song by a beautiful girl, Dee Hepburn, a very good friend of mine and an amazing singer-songwriter. I was just thinking about something that was quite funny. We were doing a gig. It was Mother's Day gig, actually. And we were, it was a golf course, and this is going back a few years. And Dee was really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. She still is. And she had this massive keyboard, so I was helping out. She said, do you want to come and do this gig with me? I said, yeah. I think she might have had like a sore throat or something that day. So we shared half the gig each. And I remember they gave her an extra portion of food from the buffet for the Sunday lunch. And I was like, and they were all chatting because everyone just loved her so much. And then when I was dragging the speakers down, there was this guy, he walked past me and went to her, would you like a hand with your keyboard? I couldn't stop laughing. I said to her afterwards, and she really laughed about it. And I was just like, it's just typical, isn't it? I said, I'm standing there, two speakers. I said, but you can't get enough help to help you down your rotten keyboard. And I just remember laughing. She had a great laugh as well. A great laugh. So I thought I would play some music by Dee. We play her here on the show, and you hear me talk about Dee now and again. And I know that her mum's listening out there, Jane. So good morning to you, Jane. Haven't seen you for ages. Must get together with you and Jenny at Hotbox this weekend. They're doing a little jam night. Not Jane and Jenny. They're not getting up on stage. But you can pop down there. There's a jam night, I think, going on. I think it's in from about 4 till 7 or 8 o'clock or something like that. Check it out. Great little venue. But here is Dee Hepburn. This is called This Old Town, and it's beautiful.
Cobble streets and a bumpy road, 12 o'clock and the beer starts flowing. Put up your umbrella, the sea mist hits you like you. Hands streets and a bumpy road. 12 o'clock and the beer stops blowing. It's getting too dark to see you, but I know you'll always be with me. And when my earthly body is dead and gone, I'm gonna drift right back to old town, where he took me by the hand, where he taught me I am.
That is the gorgeous, the beautiful, yeah, Dee Hepburn. Yeah. With This Old Town. Coming up next, you've got some Fergal Sharkey, A Good Heart.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
All about love and what it can do to you.
You've got lots of fantastic shows coming up today on Felix FM. 1-2-3 with Scott Ross, Drive with Joe Bailey. The show that goes something like this with Ben Simmons, and a very, very popular show here on Felix FM is the one and only Sin City with Rob Harvey. I'll let him tell you more.
It starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, I think that's a new, promo. That's, I like that one. I've not heard that one before. That's a brand new one. So we've got loads more music coming up. We've got the brand new track coming up from Stereo Club. Really excited to play that on the show. And we've got Camille Knight as well. And also we've got some more tunes coming up from... Let me just check for those, actually. Let's just have a little check on my list. So I've got a bit carried away there. I've got from Church Trees. That's it. Hurricane Highway as well. I've got so much good music. So I think we'll have a little bit of Camille Knight after the show. She might be listening out there, actually. I'll get your name right by the time I get to announce the track. All over the place. I tell you what, I think it was having the low-fat yogurt washed down by two extremely chocolatey biscuits has probably not helped out very much. There we go. I'll be back with more after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.